Bear and 68. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, May 23rd. News sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, First National Bank and Trust, the Glenhaven Retirement Village, and DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be another nice day today with sunshine, high about 87, and we'll have a slight chance for some isolated showers and storms late this afternoon and tonight. A county worker escapes injury when the tractor he was driving burns. The story, part of today's Cool News.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old and unused prescription drugs as well as over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes, which can be found in several locations throughout the Grady County area. Chickasha locations include Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Locations in Tuttle include Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37, and the Tuttle Police Department. Find more locations near you at takeasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
A county worker mowing grass on a rural Grady County road unharmed when his tractor catches fire. Happened about 10:30 Tuesday morning in the Nenecaw area on Sooner Road, just south of Highway 19. District 2 County Commissioner Kirk Painter said the driver was Alfred Smith, who tried to put the fire out himself but was unable to. Again, Smith avoided injury. Volunteers with the Nenecaw Fire Department called out to put down the flames. Painter said the tractor is a total loss, but they were able to save the mower. The tractor, a 2015 model 115 horsepower John Deere, tractor Painter said they just bought from a sale in Elk City earlier this spring and that they just got it out of the shop. He said they thought they got a good deal by paying about half of what the tractor was valued. He said it had low hours, valued at about $84,000. The purchase price was $49,000. Painter said they're not exactly sure what caused that fire. A motorcyclist involved in a crash near Elgin last month has died. 65-year-old Stephen Jones of Duncan passed away in an Oklahoma City hospital. The accident happened on April 19th, about 5 miles south of Elgin. Jones was traveling along a county road when his Harley Davidson ran off the road and he was thrown from the bike about 20 feet. The Highway Patrol reports that Jones was wearing a helmet. A Blanchard man was among several people hurt in a traffic accident near Cushing. 61-year-old Charles English taken to an urgent care clinic in Oklahoma City after the crash Tuesday morning. Two passengers in the other vehicle were from Cushing, including a 9-year-old girl, were hospitalized and last reported in stable condition. The Highway Patrol reports English failed to yield at a four-way stop and collided with the driver's side of the other vehicle. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Health officials say the news that the price of cigarettes will be going up later this year has led to an increase in the number of people wanting to kick the habit. John Woods is director of the Oklahoma TSET program, the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust. Woods says that more smokers are calling the TSET's toll-free hotline.
We know that the price point of cigarettes is a huge factor in individuals making an opportunity and decision to quit. So for those that are choosing, I would just commend them, encourage them to do so. I know it's hard. I've been there. I'm a former smoker, but that resource does help.
That toll-free hotline, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and first-time callers can get 2 weeks free smoking cessation products, including patches and lozenges. Woods and Chickasha last week speaking to those attending a Chamber of Commerce program regarding the Grady County Healthy Living Program and TSET's mission to encourage all Oklahomans to live healthier lives. the Chickasha Police Department to be among numerous law enforcement groups that will be taking part in the Click It or Ticket campaign over the next couple of weeks. More than 300 agencies enforcing the state's seatbelt laws as part of the Memorial Day holiday. Officials say the effort is more about saving lives than it is handing out tickets. A press release about the campaign indicates that 224 people who died in Oklahoma traffic accidents in 2016 were not wearing their seatbelts. Three of them were kids. Nationwide that year, the number was more than 10,000. Officials say in nearly half the Oklahoma traffic fatalities, they were ejected from their vehicles because they weren't restrained. The Click It or Ticket campaign runs through June the 3rd. There will be a lot of opportunities to enjoy music outdoors this summer. In addition to Twister Fest at the Muscle Car Ranch next month, the USAO Alumni Association will be holding a summer concert series once a month for about 3 months. It's called Listen Local at the Greek. Those tall columns you see on the USAO campus right off Grand Avenue is a Greek theater. And starting June 22nd, the Alumni Association will hold a monthly concert at the theater through the summer. Misty McClellan with the Alumni Association says they'll start with an artist that has some local ties, Travis Linville.
He has roots in Chickasha. He is one of the just most amazing musicians I've ever met.
The music programs are free and open to the public. They'll start at 7:30 each evening. You're welcome to bring your family, blankets, chairs, and a cooler to enjoy the music. NextEra Energy, said to be the most valuable power company in America, is expanding even more. The company owns wind farms in this region and throughout the state and will be spending several billion dollars to acquire power companies in Florida. The website, okenergytoday.com, reports NextEra will spend about $6.5 billion to purchase Gulf Power, Florida City Gas, and its interest in a couple of natural gas plants. The purchase to be made with more than $5 billion in cash as well as some assets. Earlier this year, NextEra Partners announced it had acquired almost 300 megawatts of wind power capacity in Oklahoma from its sponsor, NextEra Energy Resources. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down slightly to $72.13 a barrel. London-based Brent crude was up to $79.57. And natural gas climbs to $2.90 per million BTUs. Gold is back over $1,300 to $1,301, and silver is $16.55. Our weather forecast, sunny and very warm today, high of about 87. Chance for some isolated showers and storms late this afternoon and tonight. And right now, it's fair and 68 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glenhaven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72 months 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
In sports, a number of regional high school baseball players recognized for their work on the field. The Southwest Oklahoma Baseball Coaches Association selected a number of seniors for an all-star game played at Cameron University this week. Among the participants, Chickasha's Billy Douglas. Douglas went 1-for-2 in the game to help the South beat the North 10-6. CHS coach Paul L. Curry said Douglas won the top award for the CHS baseball team this past season, the Fightin' Chick Award, for his leadership role during his senior campaign. Former Chickasha Fighting Chick boys basketball coach Brian Merritt has been hired as the new head coach at Tuttle. Merritt previously spent a few years at Norman North, where the team was 25-3 this past year. He was 108-27 after 5 years at Norman North. Merritt coached three Division I players while there, including former OU freshman phenom Trey Young, also Lindy Waters at Oklahoma State, and Marcus Dickinson at Boise State. Merritt takes over the Tuttle program from Paul Muser. The Tigers were 15-11 last year. The Big 12 baseball tournament opening this morning in Oklahoma City. The first game features number 4 seed Oklahoma Sooners and 5 seed Baylor Bears. The Sooners swept the regular season series against Baylor back in March. The OU-Baylor game will be followed by top seed Texas and number 8 seed Kansas. And then number 2 seed Oklahoma State faces 7 seed West Virginia at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The Cowboys won 2-3 against the Mountaineers last month in Morgantown. The final game tonight, number 3 seed Texas Tech and number 6 seed TCU. The Oklahoma City Dodgers won a midday game at Memphis yesterday 10-3. So the two teams have split their first two games of that series, which continues tonight in Memphis. The Houston Rockets regain home court advantage in the NBA Western Conference Finals Series. The Rockets eke out a 95-92 win at Golden State last night. That series all square now at 2 games each. Game 5 at Houston tomorrow night. Game 6 at Golden State Saturday. Should a Game 7 be necessary, that'll be back at Houston on Monday. And Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals Series tonight in Boston as the Celtics entertain Cleveland. That series tied at 2 games each. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the Glen Haven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust, and Red Rock Behavioral Health Services.